Support for today's broadcast comes from Strategic Farm Marketing. Strategic Farm Marketing is now holding a series of risk management seminars throughout Illinois and Indiana. Information on seminar dates and locations is available at sfarmmarketing.com or 800-383-0046.
It's 8:50 and time for our first look at the commodity markets for this Friday morning. And with our pre-opening summary, here's Dave Dickey. Hi, Dave.
Good morning, Dan, and good morning, everyone. Midwest cash hog prices today are called mostly steady, but some locations could be firm despite a sharp drop in the pork cutout values yesterday. Terminals are called steady to firm, tops from $41 to $47.50. Peoria called 50 cents to $1 higher today, with a top price of $41. In the Eastern Corn Belt Daily Direct Hog Report for Thursday, February 1st, negotiated swine purchases were 12,981. For the base market hog on a 185-pound carcass basis, the base price range was $53 to $66. The weighted average, 60.61, a gain of $1.20 from Wednesday. On a live basis, bales and gilts sold from $43.56 to $53, and the weighted average was $48.50. For the Western Daily Direct Hog Report, negotiated swine purchases were $8,399. The base price range was $54 to $66.25. The weighted average was $64.50, a gain of $1.79 from Wednesday. On a live basis, barrels and gilts sold from $44 to $53.50, and the weighted average was $49.03.
Agricultural information is made possible with support from ADM, helping to create a storehouse of possibilities and products from a single seed. ADM, resourceful by nature.
Joining us now with a look at today's agricultural cold forecasts is Mike Sola. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, Dave. I think calling it cold does it a disservice. It will be bitterly, brutally cold across the region for the entire weekend and into early next week. Livestock operations will have to be on guard, with especially with any young animals out there, because there will be stress and there will also be some concern about weight gain over the next week or so, with temperatures that will be dropping air temperature-wise to 25 below in some areas in the northern half of the plains and in the upper Midwest, with wind chill factors, again, in the coldest areas down to around 40 below. Temperatures across the immediate region, northwestern Illinois, we may see some air temperatures down between 10 and 15 below, with wind chill factors, again, around 30 below. And that will be bringing some stress and even some threatening conditions for animals. As the waves of cold air pushes in, there will be some light snow across most of the region. Lake effect areas, northern Indiana, southwestern Michigan, they may see some snow piling up with blowing and drifting. So there will also be some travel problems across the Midwest. The light snow that's falling will bring a little bit of protection for some of the wheat across the central and northern plains. A few areas may still have some spotty snow coverage, and those areas will remain vulnerable to damage as extreme lows get near and below zero over the weekend, even into the central plains through the weekend and into early next week. Losses are not expected to be significant, but we will keep our eye on that. As far as areas that are looking at precipitation, well, we'll go to South America, where Brazil saw rainfall yesterday and early today from Paraná northward into Mato Grosso and Minas Gerais, with coverage around 70% of the growing area of Brazil. Rainfall totals reached up and over 1 inch in a few locations within Goiás and northeastern Minas Gerais. Rainfall elsewhere ranged from just a few hundredths of an inch to about two-thirds of an inch. Temperatures warm, with highs mostly in the 80s and lower 90s. The forecast for today has changed very little from that of earlier this week. Rain still expected to impact just about all of Brazil at one time or another over the next 10 days to 2 weeks. The resulting daily rainfall will vary from around a fifth of an inch up to three quarters, with local totals over 1 inch in a few locations in northern Brazil, while they may pick up 2 to 3 inches in some areas over the next week or so. The second week of a two-week forecast period may produce the heaviest rainfall from Mato Grosso do Sul into São Paulo. As far as Argentina's weather, mostly dry conditions yesterday. Rain was reported in far northwestern edges of Santiago del Estero, with a few hundredths of an inch of rain there. Limited rainfall and warm temperatures will dominate the next 5 days for Argentina. Not totally dry, but precipitation not great enough to counter the evaporative loss over that period of time for a large part of the nation. Crop conditions in Argentina are expected to stay favorable, but very warm temperatures over the next few days will accelerate pockets of drying, and rain late next week will be not as uniform as previous rains, and that should it will be hard to prevent the pockets of dryness from evolving with no widespread moisture problems likely. Timely rainfall will start to become more important later this month. Just quickly looking at India, they have been in need of rain there, but most of the nation was dry again yesterday. Rainfall needs in February will continue to support the reproducing rapeseed, sorghum, and wheat crop there. Failing rainfall would reduce yields. With a look at the growing area weather, I'm Mike Sola.
Today's broadcast is made possible with support from First Midwest Bank, serving the banking needs of Illinois' agricultural community with locations in Champaign, Danville, Galesburg, Morris, and McHenry. More information is available from Doug Slayton in Galesburg at 309-341-5003. First Midwest Bank, member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
In the Thursday overnight trading session, Kansas City March wheat opened at 486, down 1.5. Last trade down 1.5. July 497, down 2.25. Last trade down 2.75. At the Chicago Board of Trade, March wheat opened at 459.5, down 3/4. Last trade down 1/4. May 473, down 1.5. Last trade down 1. July 481.5, down 1. Last trade down 1.5. December 502.5, down 1/4. Last trade down 1.5. March corn opened at 398, unchanged. Last trade unchanged. May 410.5, up 3/4. Last trade down 1/2. July 416.5, down 1/2. Last trade down 3/4. December 392, down 1/2. Last trade up 1/4. March soybeans opened at 720, down 1.25. Last trade up 1.25. July 750.5, down 1/4. Last trade up 1/2. November 774, unchanged. Last trade up 1. March soybean meal opened at 207.90, unchanged. Last trade up 1.20. March soybean oil opened at 29.71, up 13. Last trade down 7. Joining us on the telephone to talk about the markets is Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing in Champaign, Illinois. Good morning, Tom.
Morning, Dave.
What do you make about the technical action that corn has accomplished in the last couple of weeks on the board? There's some that are saying this is a fledgling down channel, a downtrend line that needs close watching. What are your thoughts regarding that and time? I mean, what is the window for opportunity, do you think, for corn to go ahead and make new contract highs on the lead option month?
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave, there's just not very much news in the corn market out there right now. You're seeing trade trying to consolidate. It's the trade, basically the day-to-day highs and lows are getting narrower and narrower. You're not seeing these huge expanses of up a dime, down a dime. To me, it's kind of propped itself up there in an island. If you look at December of 07 futures, created that huge gap on report day, that gap probably is going to have to be filled as big as it is. When is that going to happen? I would say sometime in the next 30 to 45 days. We get a little closer to guys going to the field and getting corn planted. We'll have a little better feel on weather, and weather is probably going to be the big issue between now and then. If we go in and we have too wet conditions, we may see less corn acres, more bean acres, and vice versa if we're in good shape in March and early April. Having said that, beans probably look like they're going to hold their own now, and corn is probably going to be a little bit weaker.
And actually, beans has had a fairly decent technical week, made new contract highs, broke out of that pennant formation that it was sitting in for the last couple of weeks.
When you look at the economics between corn and beans, beans still have some work to do to get to an equal level. And whether they're going to do that or not, probably not, just because of the sheer volume that we have here in the U.S. I mean, this is probably one of the largest carryouts we've ever had, or maybe the largest. And then you start looking at world conditions. We're carrying a huge quantity of beans in day's use. Looks like with the South American crop coming on, it's going to be fairly decent. So that's going to do nothing but add to supplies. When you've got supplies like this, I can't see a total runaway bean market. You know, are we going to stay where we're at between $7 and $8? Probably. As far as corn is concerned, can I see a setback going into planting? Yeah, probably back into some $3 level. But, I mean, looks like this morning we're going to end up pretty flat on everything.
Wheat rallied yesterday and then had a bearish chart reversal.
Yeah, I think we're going to see a little downtick in wheat today, but, you know, that remains to be seen.
And what advice, then, do you have for producers at these levels? We have about 30 seconds for you to share something.
Well, I'll tell you what, Dave. My personal opinion is, as a risk manager, you need to be selling corn at these levels for 07, any old crop that you got left. I mean, all of these levels are profitable right now. They need to be sold. Need to get a percentage on. If you're worried about it running up, then you need to get some calls in place.
Thank you very much, Tom.
You're welcome.
Tom Mann of Strategic Farm Marketing, someone from that organization, joins us every Friday morning on the pre-opening Commodity Market Report. You're listening to WILO Urbana, the broadcasting service of the College of Communications at the University of Illinois. We are on the web at WILLAG.org.